وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد, continue إن شاء الله تعالى the lesson we're taking from the منظومة القواعد الفقهية للشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله. قال الشيخ رحمه الله: ومن قواعد الشريعة التيسير في كل أمر نابه تعسير, وليس واجب بلا اقتدار ولا محرم مع الضرار, وكل محظور مع الضرورة بقدر ما تحتاجه الضرورة. And a brother who can read the last night lesson from the heart first, if not, then at least from the book.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقول الناظم رحمه الله تعالى: الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها ودرء للقبائح, فإن تزاحم عدد المصالح يقدم الأعلى من المصالح, وضده تزاحم المفاسد يرتكب الأدنى من المفاسد.
أحسن, تبارك الله فيك. نعم أبا قتادة.
قال الناظم رحمه الله: الحمد لله العلي الأرفق وجامع الأشياء والمفرق, ذي النعم الواسعة الغزيرة والحكم الباهرة الكثيرة, ثم الصلاة مع سلام دائم على الرسول القرشي الخاتم وآله وصحبه الأبرار الحائث مراتب الفخار. اعلم هديت أن أفضل المنن علم يزيل الشك عنك والدرن, ويكشف الحق لذي القلوب, ويوصل العبد إلى المطلوب. فاحرص على فهمك للقواعد جامعة المسائل الشوارد, كي ترتقي في العلم خير المرتقى وتقتفي سبل الذي قد وفق. وهذه قواعد نظمتها من كتب أهل العلم قد نظمتها جزاهم
أهل العلم
قد حصلتها جزاهم المولى عظيم جزاهم المولى عظيم الأجر والعفو مع غفرانه والبر.
جزاهم المولى
عظيم الأجر والعفو مع غفرانه والبر.
أي والعفو إذا عطفت على الأجر, عظيم الأجر أي وعظيم العفو, ولكن إذا عطفت على عظيم جزاهم المولى عظيم الأجر والعفو.
والعفو مع غفرانه والبر.
أحسنت.
ونيتنا شرط لسائر العمل, بها الصلاح والفساد للعمل.
أحسن. سم نسخ ونيتنا أسخونا ريلي ونيتنا سم وفيد ونية as written in here. Another one, النية شرط لسائر العمل. Then we different wordings also. نعم.
الدين جاء الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها والدرء للقبائح.
أحسنت, بارك الله فيك. طيب, قال المؤلف رحمه الله: الشيخ said, ومن قواعد الشريعة التيسير في كل أمر نابه تعسير. By the way, if Jazahum Allah Khairan, some of the brothers, they read one night. Next night, we give a chance to those who didn't read before. If we don't have new students, then those who used to read will continue, inshallah, if they are available, if they are ready. The Sheikh said, وَمِنْ قَوَاعِدِ الشَّرِيعَةِ التَّيْسِيرُ فِي كُلِّ أَمْرٍ نَابَهُ تَعْسِيرُ. وَمِنْ قَوَاعِدِ الشَّرِيعَةِ, from the principles of the Sharia, of the legislation of Allah, the deen of Allah, from its principles, at-taysiru, It's ease. Make it easy. It's ease. في كل أمر in every مارة نابه تعسير. Striking ماذا with difficulty. From the principles of the Sharia, of the legislation, التيسير making easy. في كل أمر in every مارة نابه تعسير. Striking with difficulty. The Sheikh here, he is mentioning one of the big five principles of the deen. القواعد الخمسة الكبرى. Which is المشقة تجلب التيسير. How you say in English? المشقة تجلب التيسير. نعم. The hardship. The hardship establishes the ماذا تيسير, making easy, ease, making easy. So this is a قاعدة, المشقة تجلب التيسير. So far from the five big قواعد, we took this one and the one before. This one, which is al-mashaqqatu tajlibu taysir. Someone who can say in another way in English, al-mashaqqatu. By the way, before I forget, last night I mistake. The mother of the believers who gave away her night to Aisha radiallahu anha, I said it was Umm Salama radiallahu anha. That was wrong. Jazahullahu khairan, one of the brothers, he told me right after Isha. And then Jazahullahu khairan, another brother, he told me after Maghrib. Yeah, they did good, but I wish they would have told me in the class. Anytime the speaker mistakes, and you really sure he mistakes, it's good to correct the mistake. Because you never know. Those who were there may not come back. The divorce is another thing. Yeah, the Hafsa radiallahu anha, yes, we mentioned Hafsa, jazakallahu khairan wa amam. It was that one, the mother of the believer who gave her night to the Aisha radiallahu anha. I said it was Umm Salama, and it was what? Saudatu bintu Zam'ah radiallahu anha. Saudah, not Umm Salama. So anytime you see the speaker mistake, barakallahu fiqh, it's good to correct it, if you are sure. Because if you remain silent, you say, I will tell him after he leaves, those people may not come back, unless you are not sure. Yes, one of the students of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he said Imam Malik was asked about takhlil al-asabi. Is it from the sunnah? When you make wudu, making takhlil, putting the fingers together, tashbik, to clean the fingers together. Is it from the sunnah? Imam Malik said, I don't know anything about it in the sunnah. One of his students, after the class, the sheikh finished class, and he was only the sheikh, he went to the sheikh, to Imam Malik. He said, Imam Malik, there is hadith about that. And he mentioned the hadith. He said he saw after that Imam Malik being asked the question, and clarifying it, saying this is the sunnah. So yes, sometimes you may mention it in private if you are not sure, for instance. But if you know there is a mistake, jazakumullahu khairan, please correct it. طيب. ومن قواعد الشريعة تيسير. So from the principle, so far we have, there is, by the way, the big five qawa'id. What are they? Did we mention before? One of it is what? الأمور بمقاصدها. الأمور بمقاصدها. How you say in English? الأمور بمقاصدها. Who help me English? الأمور بمقاصدها. نعم. Matters are by their intent. Sent Abu Saleh Jazakallah. The matters are by their intent. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. That's where this principle is taken from. Deeds are by intentions. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى, and for everyone what he intends. So matters are by مقاصدها, by their intention. So your intention is being considered for the matter. Your intention is good. Your intention is not. The matter take that rule. That's the first one we took so far. The one we have tonight, al-mashaqqatu tajlibu taysir. The hardship or difficult, mada necessitates and demands, requires making easy. Okay. The third principle, what it is, qa'ida, from the big five ones. Na'am. Al-yaqeenu la yazulu bishak. Al-yaqeenu la yazulu bishak. So the certainty is not removal for doubt. It's not certainty will remain certainty. So doubt is not removing the certainty. The fourth principle, نعم, الضرر يزال. The ضرر يزال. The harm is removed. There is harm must be removed. And the last, the fifth, is what? العادة محكمة. العادة محكمة. How you say in English? العادة محكمة. The عادة, يعني the custom, what people you do it. Yes? A habit. العادة, it is, the habit is محكمة. It's taken as a rule. It is a judge. With the conditions, if there's detail, inshallah it will come. So this is one of the big five qawa'id. Al-mashaqqatu tajlibu taysir. So the Shaykh said, وَمِنْ قَوَاعِدِ الشَّرِيعَةِ تَيْسِيرُ. From the principle of the religion, of the Sharia, التَيْسِيرُ is ease, making easy. فِي كُلِّ النَّابِ, in every mara, is striking with difficulty. طيب. This taysir, the ulama, they say, it happened in two ways. First of all, Allah made all his commandments, all his legislation, Allah made easy. That is general. The salah, for instance, the five mandatory prayers is easy. Okay. Then if something happened to the individual, then again it's made easy. So praying five prayer, praying Isha prayer four rak'ah is not difficult. It's not difficult. People may stand outside there hours. So just 5 minutes, 10 minutes or less is not difficult for a healthy person. Okay, the person get old, he can't stand, he's sick, he can't stand. Now that it's make easy. Sit down, lay down, take it easy. The origin is fasting hours, 11 months eating day and night if you want. 1 month the whole night eat. The day fast. It's easy. it become difficult to you. You start dizziness, losing, getting sick, your sickness increasing, or you are sick, you are traveler, and the like, then make up another time. Or make expiation if you are all or have a permanent sickness. So there is two taysir. The legislation was made easy in two ways. First, what it is? The beginning. All of it is easy. Then, when someone happened to a certain situation, is afflicted with difficulty, Allah made it easy too. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ الْيُسْرَ. Allah wants for you ease. Allah doesn't want it difficult for you. So this is a principle which shows the goodness of the religion. It's a religion which is based on easiness. Originally, and then easiness. Matter when something happened. The student of the Sheikh Sa'di, this alim, his student, Sheikh Uthaymeen Rahimahullah, he has his manzuma. He said about this, وَكُلُّ مَا كَلَّفَهُ قَدْ يُسِّرَ مِنْ أَصْلِهِ وَعِنْدَ عَارِضٍ طَرَى وَكُلُّ مَا كَلَّفَهُ قَدْ يُسِّرَ. So everything, the shari, Allah make takleef, a person is required, قَدْ يُسِّرَ, it was made easy. مِنْ أَصْلِهِ, from it is beginning, from it is origin, it was made easy from day one. وَعِنْدَ عَارِضٍ طَرَى, and also when there is arid, something new happened to the person, which make that easy also difficult, then is made easy for him. Is this understandable? Therefore, the Sheikh said, فَجْلُبْ لِتَيْسِيرٍ بِكُلِّ ذِي شَطَطْ فَلَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ الْحَنِيفِ مِنْ شَطَطْ. Therefore, فَجْلُبْ لِتَيْسِيرٍ بِكُلِّ ذِي شَطَطْ. Seek easiness for every difficulty. Why? فَلَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ الْحَنِيفِ مِنْ شَطَطْ. There is no شَطَطْ, difficult and hardship in the religion of Tawheed, the religion of Al-Islam. طيب. The ulama, when they talk about here, the mashaqqa, the hardship, they don't talk about the hardship, which is the nature of the ibadah itself. Okay? Which is the ibadah itself, which still person can do it. Doesn't take him from his normal way. Yani he stand in 5 minutes in salah. There may be some mashaqqa. Waking up for fajr while you need to sleep more. There is some mashaqqa. But that mashaqqa, that difficult, that hardship, is not to an extent to harm you, to bother you. If you are sleeping extremely, in a way, if you enter the salah, you go into sleep, you are not allowed to pray. This is too much. But if you wake up, you can pray, the sleeping go away, with your sound mind, then this mashaqqa of standing for salah is carryable, is bearable. And this is from the nature of the ibadah itself. So there is some mashaqqa, some difficult, but that is not what take away the person from his normal life. It's normal, it's a part of the life. If you stand for salah and you are healthy, because you stand for the first rak'ah, you fell down from standing. No. If you are healthy, you will not. You will not. So that inconvenience or mashaqqa is a part of the ibadah. But what is being talked about is the mashaqqa that affects one's health, affects the person's well-being. That one, then originally is removed. And if something happened to the person, also is removed. Then the Sheikh said, رحمه الله وليس واجب بلا اقتدار ولا محرم مع اضطرار. There's no obligation without an ability. وليس واجب. There's no obligation بلا اقتدار without an ability. ولا محرم مع اضطرار. Nor prohibition in a state of necessity. No prohibition in a state of necessity. This قاعدة وليس واجبا بلا اقتدار. أي لا واجب مع العجز. This is the قاعدة. لا واجب مع العجز. There's no mandatory. There's no obligation. ماذا؟ مع العجز. With lack of ability. With lack of ability. This is a branch from that big قاعدة. From that big principle. Is a branch of it. Because of that قاعدة. There is no obligation without an ability. There is no obligation without an ability. ولا محرم مع اضطرار. And there is no haram. There is no prohibition in a state of necessity. Somebody is in a state of necessity. The haram, the unlawful things, turn to be for him lawful things. الضرورة تبيح المحظورات. الضرورات تبيح المحظورات أو الضرورة تبيح المحظورة. الضرورة, the necessity, make the محرم, the forbidden, the prohibited, permissible. طيب. الضرورة تبيح ماذا؟ الضرورات تبيح المحظورات. The necessities permits and makes lawful الضرورات, the محرمات, the prohibitions. The Sheikh said وكل محظور, this is another issue, yes, وكل محظور مع الضرورة, and every forbidden in a state of necessity بقدر ما تحتاجه ضرورة is permitted, is allowed according to the level of necessity, according to the level of necessity. The شخص said وكل محظور أي ممنوع. Now every forbidden in a state of necessity, what was forbidden, what was made unlawful, okay? When the person is in a state of necessity, we're going to come to know, inshallah, was when the person is considered to be in a state of necessity. But when the person is in a state of necessity, the mahdur, the prohibitor, become lawful. Lawful until when? بقدر ما تحتاجه ضرورة is permitted according to the level of necessity. طيب, what is the necessity? So here قاعد say what was prohibited is not allowed, is haram. When you are in a state of necessity, you are allowed. Okay, for instance, والعياذ بالله, saying a statement of disbelief, praising an idol, saying an idol, so such idol deserve to be worshipped, is a kufr. Is that allowed? It's not allowed. Kufr is not allowed. Haram. The worst thing. But somebody, like happened to Ammar radiallahu anhu, this great Sahabi, who his mother, Sumayya, and his father, Yasir, was killed. Because they say, La ilaha illallah. Because they refuse to praise an idol. When they come to him, killing him. He answered to them. And he said the statement of praising an idol to save his life. Then he went to the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him how bad he feel. That he said, a statement of kufr. Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, how you feel? Means you accepted that? when it's in your heart, he say no. He said, if they go back to it. If they go back to torture you, to be ready to kill you, go back to say the statement. As long you remain upon Tawheed in your heart. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِلَٰهِ وَذَلَّ سَنَ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ. What was the beginning of the ayah? The beginning of the ayah. Subhanallah, I was listening. Little young boy, they were testing him, Quran. Subhanallah, this is a human being. They were testing him, Quran. I believe Sheikh Sudaisi was there. They asked him ayah. He mentioned the number. They said the ayah before that. The ayah before that. The ayah before that. The ayah before that. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You think he's a computer machine. And we even don't know the beginning of the ayah. Alhamdulillah, if we know illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman. Yes? Ahsan tabarakallahu fi ab'ali. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله ولهم عذاب عظيم. So the point is, when somebody is in a state of necessity, he is being killed, being tortured, something he can't bear, they call him to say a statement of kufr, he is allowed to say the statement of kufr to save his life. But if he chooses to remain patient, like Ammar and his Ammar's mother and father, yes, he has that. He has that. Just like Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he was patient on the torturing when he said Quran is a speech of Allah. And he was ready to die on that. Actually, some of the Salaf were killed because of that. They choose that. And some ulama, they take the necessity. And they say what those people were calling to them to save their life. Some of them were, was mentioned, why you answer to this fitna? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he didn't answer to that. He said, you don't look, Imam Ahmad, he's strong. Me, I'm weak. That's what they mentioned from one of the scholars. I have it in mind, but I'm not mentioning it. Ala kulli hal, I'm not sure if it's authentic from him. So the necessity, what is the necessity? The ulama, they say, necessity, when somebody is in a state of necessity, is when you fear, and it's really, you are in a state, you fear, true fear, reality, not cowardness, nothing, not awham. Is a reality in front of you. You fear that you will die. If you don't do this haram, you pass away. Halak. تخشى على نفسي على نفسك الهلاك. That you will die. أو ما يشبه الهلاك. Before that, أو فوات عضو or losing one of your limbs. So if you don't do this haram, you don't drink this alcohol, you don't eat this pork, you're going to die. You are in a desert, you have nothing to eat. The only thing you have is the meat of a pork. If not, you pass away. You have nothing to drink but alcohol, wine, nothing else. Otherwise, right away you pass away. So now this, you are in a state of necessity because you fear for your life. This person will kill you, or you say, "Wal-iyadu billah, Jesus is God." He's in a state of necessity, his life. He's in a state of necessity. When he fear for his life, they are going to kill him, and it's a reality. Or he fear for losing one of his limbs. His eye is going to go away. His hand will cut off. He will not die, but they cut his hand. A doctor said somebody, if you make sujood, you're losing your eye. The eye will come out. or you will lose the sight. So he's going to lose one of his limbs. He was not going to pass away, but he's losing one of his limbs. He's in a state of darura, necessity. Is that clear? Third situation, ما يشبه الهلاك. What look like halak? Death. It's not death. It's not losing one of your limbs, but actually it's like death. What is that? They say when you're losing the other four necessities. By that, you're losing. The first one was you were losing your soul, your life, right? You're losing your religion. You're losing your intellect, your aql. You're losing your mada, your nasal. What's the nasal? Al-ird. Yes. You're losing your office brain. Okay. And you're losing all of your wealth. When you come to the wealth, all of it, not some of it. تفقد المال كله لا يبقى منه درهم فضلا عن دينار. So when you fear in a real fear, you're losing your life, you're going to die. If you don't do these haram things, or you're losing one of your limbs, or you're losing your intellect, or you're losing your mada, what we mentioned, your intellect, your religion, what I say, all of your wealth and your an-nasl. You want to hear what the shaykh, listen what shaykh Suleiman said? He said, تعريف الإضرار بلوغ الإنسان حدا يخشى معه الهلاك أو ما يشبه الهلاك أو فوات عضو. بلوغ الإنسان حدا يخشى معه الهلاك أو ما يشبه الهلاك أو فوات عضو. طيب الهلاك مثل إنسان أصابه الجوع الشديد حتى خشي على نفسه الموت فهذا مضطر. أو ما يشبه الهلاك كفوات إحدى ضروريات الأربع غير النفس غير النفس وهي فوات الدين وفوات العقل وفوات النسل وفوات المال. فإذا خشي فواتها بالكلية فهي ضرورة. أو فوات عضو من الأعضاء يعني هنا فوات المال يعني كله. أو فوات عضو من الأعضاء كمن أجري عملية في عينه وقال له طبيب إن سجدت تلفت عينك فهذا مضطر. طيب when the person is in a state of ضرورة necessity, number one, when he fear for what? For his life. Okay, this is in a state of darura, he fear for his life. If he doesn't do this, okay, he will pass away. Okay. Or what's look like the darura necessary? What look like the halak, the death? Which is losing one of the other four necessities. A human being has five necessities. The life, the religion, the intellect, the wealth, the mada, the nasl. Again, what is nasl in a correct English? A nasl. Office brain. Okay. Office brain. Type. So he losing this. All his wealth. He's in the state of darura. Okay. Or he losing one of his limbs. The hand, the hair, the eye. Not the hair. If he lose the hair, what left? He die. No, the hand, the finger, and the like. The Sheikh said, ويلحق بالإضرار عند العلماء الحاجة الشديدة. Sometimes the person, he is not in a state of necessity. He's not in these three situations. Losing his life, or one of his limbs, or all his wealth, or his religion, or his well, or his office brain, or his intellect. He's not losing, but still he's given the role of being necessary. That's when he is in a dire need. Dire need. He's going to be a real hardship if he doesn't do this. Al-hajatu shadida. Al-hajatu tunazzalu manzilat al-darura. Haja, the need, which is not any need. Not any need. All of us tonight, we need billions of dollars. Who of us doesn't need tonight to have a value of gold? Value of gold. Or a stone mountain of gold. We need it. Tonight you would have been given, I don't think you would sleep tonight. Subhanallah. وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. Whole night. You even fear it's going to end one day. So there is always need. That's not what's being talked about. The need is the one, if you don't have it, you're going to be haraj shadid. Severe difficult. Very hardship. You can't bear it. That one also take the rule of darura. The people of knowledge mention, in order somebody to be considered is in a state of necessity, also there are conditions. The first condition is Allah يكون المحرم أشد ضررا من الضرورة. فإن كان أشد ضررا فإن المحرم لا يباح بها. رجل جاءه إنسان ظالم وهدده بأن يقتله إذا لم يقتل فلانا وهو معصوم الدم. فالمهدد بالقتل مضطر لأنه يخشى الهلاك، لكن هل هذه الضرورة تبيح له أن يقتل معصوما؟ الجواب لا، لأن قتله للمعصوم أعظم ضررا من موته، لأن المهدد لو قتل فسيموت مظلوما ويؤجر على تركه الحرام، لكن لو قتل المعصوم فإنه سيكون ظالما. ولذلك أجمع العلماء على أن التهديد بالقتل لا يبيح القتل. So condition, even when somebody is in a state of necessity to do the haram, to do the unlawful things, that what he is running from of necessity and what he wants to fall into of prohibited, that the prohibition don't be bigger than what he is running for, what he is escaping of necessity. Escaping of necessity. From the necessity, we mentioned he losing all his wealth. Okay? In order to keep all his wealth, the way out is to kill somebody, innocent person. Is he allowed? Yes? He's not allowed. Why? Isn't he in a state of necessity? If he's losing all his wealth, everything he has, including his clothes, everything he has, isn't he in a state of necessity? He is, right? Is he allowed to kill somebody, innocent person, to save his wealth? Why not? Because him having no wealth is less harm than killing one's soul, innocent person. That's bigger. Or they tell him, if you don't kill this innocent person, they kill him. Is he allowed? No. Why? Because killing innocent is bigger than killing himself. Why? Because if he is kill himself, he's oppressed. He's innocent. Okay? But if he kills someone, he cut the soul, just like his soul, plus he is the oppressor now. He is the zalim now. In both ways, one soul is going to go away. But one time is innocent soul, which is his soul, and one time is the other one who is innocent soul, but by his hand. So he's not allowed to save his life instead to kill innocent person. So the condition is that darura, the prohibition the person is falling into, not to be bigger than what he is running from of necessity. Is that clear? Okay. Second condition, the ulama mentioned is أن تكون الضرورة ماذا واقعة لا متوقعة. That the necessity is what? waqi'ah. How you say? Yes? Waqi'ah, la mutawaqi'ah. Practic, in reality, na'am, inevitable. There's no way to escape. No way to escape this necessity. It's a real. But if it's something mada, it's not. Yes, like somebody, a little child, tell to another one, strong one, if you don't do this, I kill you. Boxing you. Can he kill you? Isn't it a darura? And this is not reality. There's no darura here. But someone stronger than him, he have a gun, is real, he's doing it. Now he is there. So the darura to be real. To be real. Some people, they fear a lot. Everything is darura to them. Akhi, why do you shave your beard? It's darura. The airport. TSA don't like me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sister, where is the hijab? I'm a Muslim. What happened? There is darura in the airport. Where is the darura? They look me weirdly. That's darura. That's less of darura. The third condition, Allah yajida madfa'an li darura ghayr irtikab al-muharram. Yes, it's truly he's a necessity and it's really is going to happen. But the condition that he doesn't have other way out. If he has another way to escape the darura, falling into the haram, and to be out of a state of necessity, he must. Okay? Someone says here in America, if I don't deal with riba, I'm in darura. Okay? But he's able to back up and to go to Egypt. Is he in a state of darura? Yes? Isn't that clear? Someone is here in America, I have to deal with haram. I cannot pray. I cannot take hijab. Okay? I cannot eat haram. And it's still a necessity. So let me start the gambling and doing everything. That while he can just go back. He can go Indonesia, Malaysia, Bangladesh. He can even go, if he wants, Allahu alam, Ukraine. So he is not, this is not allowed now because he has a way out. He has a way to save himself from falling into the mad, into the prohibition, while at the same time he is removing himself from the necessity. Is this very important? I was hearing one of those, Allah musta'an, his bune. He was asked, somebody called him Sheikh, you're talking about housing, having house here in America is darura. I have $100,000. But this $100,000 cannot buy me a house. Can I take another $100,000 from the bank as a riba? Is it necessary? He said, yes, you understand this. As soon as the house costs $200,000, you only have $100,000, get the money. $100,000. He's in a state of necessity. Subhanallah, some country you go, you leave there, all expenses, the rent for bedroom, the food, the education of the kids, everything $100. $100. How many years this person can live with $100,000? And now you tell him you are in a state of necessity. So the condition is necessity, there has no other way out. Is that clear? Fourth condition, أن يكون الارتكاب المحظور بمقدار الضرورة فلا يعتدى ولا يظلم. الضرورة تقدر بقدرها. As the Sheikh here mentioned, وَكُلُّ مَحْظُورٍ مَعَ الضَّرُورَةِ بِقَدْرِ مَا تَتَاجُ الضَّرُورَةِ. And every forbearance in a state of necessity is permitted according to the level of necessity. Okay, the person is from beginning, he's in a state of necessity. And he has no way out, no way to escape. Okay, go ahead, deal with the darura necessity. Drink the alcohol, this wine, to swallow the meat, or what's stuck on your throat. There's no other water, no other liquid. You see, he started his eyes changing, he's losing his breathing. He swallowed, okay? He swallowed. What he said, actually, it's so sweet, it's like sugar. he continued drinking it. Is it allowed? Alcohol, by the way, is not sweet. Yes. والعياذ بالله. المهم. So, is he allowed to continue? لا. He's not allowed to continue. غير باغ ولا عاد. So at the beginning, something while you are not in a state of necessity. Don't make yourself in a state of necessity. And while you are in a state of necessity and you have way other way out, don't continue falling into the haram. And when you fell into the haram because of necessity, because you have no way out, is a reality, don't continue. After the state of necessity is removed. Is that clear? And last condition, yeah, actually that is that's the fourth one. الضرورة تقدر بقدر the necessity ماذا is measured based on its level. And every forbearance in a state of necessity is permitted according to the level of necessity. So the Sheikh again he said, وَمِنْ قَوَاعِدِ الشَّرِيعَةِ تَيْسِيرُ. From the principles of the Sharia to make easy في كل أمر نابع وتعسير in every matter striking with difficulty. وكل وليس واجبا بالاختدار. There is no obligation without an ability. ولا محرم مع اضطرار. Nor prohibition in a state of necessity. وكل محظور مع الضرورة. بقدر ما تحتاجه ضرورة. Every forbearance in a state of necessity is permitted according to the level of necessity. شيخ عثيمين he said, وكل ممنوع فللضرورة. يباح والمكروه عند الحاجة. لكن ما حرم للذريعة يجوز للحاجة كالعارية. That's another issue. هذا والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.